All of this is not a result of our inferiority. It must show you the constant yearning of our oppressor to keep us divided at all costs under all conditions. We say whenever you make an analysis of people, you must look at the oppressor. We're not this way because we're stupid. We're this way because the oppressor doesn't play with us. They know, Jack, that we are the ones that shake this country up. They will use all sorts of things to confuse you. A man the other day said, "Bromi Ture, I heard you're in Africa." I said, "Yeah." He said, "I heard you've been living there a long time." I said, "Yeah." "You're just working for Africa? What are you doing there?" "I'm trying to make revolution." "Oh, yeah, in Africa?" "Yeah." "Just for Africans?" "Well, that's where I am." "Oh, you just worry about Africans?" "Well, that's where I am." "Well, you're a racist." "No, sir, you are." "I am, yes, sir." Africans are part of humanity. Anytime you benefit any part of humanity, you benefit all of humanity. This is a true statement, not rhetorical. I'll take you back to the 60s. If you will look and do any research on the struggle in the 60s, that movement was sustained by the masses of Africans in this country, them and them alone. White preachers came to the struggle from time to time. White students came and stayed there from time to time. White liberals did some things, but the movement was sustained by the African masses. They were the sustaining force. From their struggle, reform bills were passed. This one that Johnson passed, the one we were talking about earlier. In this bill, Johnson said, no discrimination according to race, creed, color, or sex. If you will do a cursory glance at the history of the white women's liberation movement in this country, you will see that their second breath to wage struggle came from this law in 1965. White women did not make any contribution in struggle to bring about this law. This law was brought about by the African masses. But when we are at the bottom, anything that benefits us benefits everybody else. You must not get confused. Therefore, just working for the benefit of Africans alone is working for the benefit of everyone inside America, since we are